Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, a serious illness explained why he felt weak. It didn't explain the dark figure watching him from the rafters.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Sure is, and we really appreciate it and love it when you send in your real ghost stories. So if you want to leave us a voicemail, it's 855-853-4802. You could write it down. Go to realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to become a premium subscriber, get the advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials, you can sign up for that. Do that through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. I am Carol Hughes, and Kathy Gordon is here today.
I am here today. So, last night,
yes,
I was asleep.
Yeah.
And I was woken up because I thought somebody was knocking on the door.
Oh, I don't like it. I don't like it.
I thought I heard somebody knock on the door, but I was woken up from, you know? And so did I just, it hasn't happened for months. And it's not like I've been thinking about it.
A dream state that you were in.
Yes. I mean, could be, but I did wake up and think somebody knocked on the door.
Now.
And then I sat there and nothing.
But it is super unnerving.
So just for you guys that don't know, this happened several nights in a row when I first moved into my house last fall. And at first, you know, it woke me up, and then I was hearing it before I fell asleep. But the last night, I realized the knock came from my closet. Now, last night, I woke up, so I could not tell you. I just heard somebody knocking, whether it was my closet or whether it was a different door, like the front door or something. I can't tell you. But I just woke up and sat there for a few minutes and listened and nothing.
And how did your dog react?
Did not.
See, maybe it was a dream state.
Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to leave it at possible dream state. It's weird to me that it just, you know, I'm dreaming and then just wake up, you know, wide awake because I think somebody's at the door.
That is a really unnerving feeling. Because the other night I was just thinking about that when I was watching TV. I'm like, it would freak me out if I heard somebody knock on my door at 10 o'clock at night even.
Yeah.
You know?
And, but I mean, and it's weird because I haven't had it happen for months. I had the discussion, right? Once it happened and it was the closet, then I was flipped out because I was wide awake and somebody knocked from inside the closet. And it was just, and it's like a knock, knock, knock. Like somebody would knock on the door. It's not like a thump or this or that. It's a, like that. And so I had a discussion. You're scaring the shit out of me. Please don't do that. Feel free to do other things that are less intrusive, but please don't do that. It quit. Then last night, I thought I heard something again, sat up, wide awake, just woke me wide awake up. So, weird. I hadn't thought about it for a very long time. I will keep you guys posted.
Can't wait to come stay there.
And here's, oh, I know. And
no, I said that as like a smart ass.
Now, here's the other weird thing that I noticed the other day in my bedroom. Why is it always my bedroom too? But on the dresser, I had a penny that I'd found and I just sat there and left it there. The other day I come home, there are 3 pennies total on the dresser.
That's interesting.
Which is nice. But there, I thought that was weird because I looked and I went, where'd these other 2 pennies come from?
Well, the other day, so I have a friend who I've known for since she was born, and her estranged husband died. And it's really sad, sad situation. And so I went over to see her the night that it happened, and I took her and her daughter dinner, and I was walking up to her house, and there were 2 pennies right there. Like, they were in the dirt, though. So they had been there for a very, very, very long time. So I just picked them up, and I said, just leave these in your house. I think that, you know, it's good energy. But I don't know if her husband put those in my path. It was just really strange that I was dealing with that, and there was 2 pennies and 2 of them. I thought that was really interesting. So a weird coincidence could be. But you know how we feel about pennies. It was just kind of strange to be going to her house for that reason, to make sure she's okay. And yeah. So anyway, we'll keep us posted on that.
I will do it.
This is an interesting story today. It says, I've been listening for years now while I work the night shift. It helps the time at work go by a lot faster. I want to thank all of you for sharing parts of your lives with us. Feels less like telling our stories to strangers and more like talking to friends who will understand when no one else does. I like that. I've written in a few times now, once about the child in the red hoodie and the man in black, and another about the night I believe my nephew visited me at work to say goodbye, but it's been a while since I've shared anything. For this story, I actually would have preferred to call in, but because of some recent health issues, I can't speak as clearly as I'd like. This most recent experience actually happened to my husband. He has a difficult time talking about it and has only ever told me the story, but he said he didn't mind if I shared it. A few months ago, both of us came down with what we thought was a flu bug. I felt rough for about a week, but aside from some weakness, I recovered pretty quickly. He didn't. Being the same stubborn man he's always been, he refused to go to the doctor. His illness lingered for about 2 weeks before things took a turn for the worse.
Oh, no.
Yeah. We both worked the night shift at the same location. We had already used our emergency days, so he kept coming to work and tried to push through it. Since we worked in different areas, I could only check on him every couple of hours. And every time I did, he seemed to be getting worse. I could tell something was seriously wrong, and it felt like more than just the illness. When we got off work that morning, he finally agreed to go to the doctor. We were told his blood pressure was dangerously high because of how sick he was, that he should be admitted to the hospital. He flat out refused. He said he didn't want to be separated from me. My husband isn't a clingy person at all, but he kept saying he felt safer if we stayed together. So we left with a bag full of antibiotics and other medications and headed home. Once we got home, he finally told me what had been happening all night. At first, he thought he was hallucinating. Ever so often, he'd have to sit down to catch his breath and let the dizziness pass. Having served in the military, he's always aware of what's going on around him. It's second nature for him to notice movement, people, or anything out of place. While he was sitting there, he noticed movement in the rafters about 30 feet above him. At first, it looked like a large shadow, which didn't make any sense because the building is very well lit, even during the night shift. He ignored it and went back to work. The next time he sat down, he saw it again. This time it was moving. It stayed close to the corners of the building, but he had the feeling it was watching him. At first, he only noticed it while he was sitting, but as the night went on, it became more active. It seemed to move closer to him even while he was up walking around. As it moved, it took on a more humanoid shape with unusually long arms and legs. It scurried across the beams overhead on all fours without making a sound. Okay, that would freak me out. Anything that scurries.
Yeah, scurries, that's bad.
If it's scurrying, if it's paranormal scurrying, mm-hmm. I don't want any part of that.
On all fours.
Part of that. He said it became more solid whenever it moved, but it remained completely black. He couldn't make out any facial features at all. The strangest part was that every time I came over to check on him, it would retreat back into the corner. The longer I stayed with him, the more transparent it seemed to become, almost like it was fading away. That pattern repeated itself throughout the entire night, and as the hours passed, the sicker he became. By morning, he said the figure had made its way down to the floor. He felt like it was stalking him. It became harder and harder to ignore, and a sense of dread started to take over him. Then I came to get him because it was finally time for us to leave. The moment I walked up, he watched it scurry, there it is again, back up into the corner near the ceiling. That's when he agreed to go to the doctor. It took weeks before he started getting any of his energy back. He lost nearly 20 pounds. It took months to regain his strength. Neither of us can say for certain what he saw that night. He was incredibly sick, but his fever never reached the kind of level that would normally cause hallucinations. His illness had put a tremendous strain on both his heart and lungs. He has assured me he has never seen that same figure again, but he has admitted that from time to time, he'll see someone walk past him. He'll instinctively turn to acknowledge them, only to realize no one is there. He also talks about what he calls vibes. Sometimes he'll suddenly get the unmistakable feeling that someone unseen is nearby. He'll go looking, expecting to find a coworker, but no one is there. Doesn't happen all the time. Usually he's completely focused on work when it happens, and it doesn't seem to matter whether other coworkers are around or not. These figures simply appear and then disappear just as quickly. We're both big believers in trying to debunk things. We've had experiences over the years, but we don't think every unexplained thing is paranormal. Even so, neither of us has ever been able to explain what happened to him that night or the occasional people he still sees who don't actually seem to be there. We've talked about it many times. We always come back to the same question. Considering just how sick he was he somehow close to the veil? Was he seeing something that most of us simply can't? I still don't know exactly what happened that night, but it's an experience that has stayed with both of us. Thank you for reading this, Crystal from Kentucky. You know, she's brought up a good point. He was so sick, and his blood pressure was really high. You know, and at that point, things could have gone south really, really fast. Because he was extremely sick. So the point about being close to the veil, perhaps, maybe that does have something to do with it.
Well, it's possible. I think there are other things besides a fever that can cause delirium.
Well, I don't even know that he had a fever.
Well, she said it wasn't high enough to be like a fever-induced hallucination.
Yeah, dangerously high blood pressure.
Severe dehydration can cause it. I just looked it up. Low blood oxygen, systematic infection, like a pneumonia or something, can cause it. So I think there are things that can cause it. Now, with that said, why wouldn't it continue whenever she was around? It's weird that there was the off-on thing that seemed to, because it seems like if you had, let's say you had you were having hallucinations because of low oxygen or something, wouldn't that just be continuous? Or is there something about seeing somebody you love that might adjust that a little bit?
He was terrified. He did not want to stay in the hospital because he would have to be separated from her.
Yeah, he thought she was.
I don't like that for him. You know, though, it doesn't say, because part of me wonders, because she said he also talks about what he calls vibes, and then he's seen figures. Did he have all that happen before this incident? Has he always been kind of sensitive, or did it change after this? Because a lot of people who have had an experience where they were extremely sick, or perhaps even a near-death experience, it has opened them up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That would be terrifying. That would be terrifying. But I do think you can get so sick that you're hallucinating.
Oh, I do too. And I know that it has to be fever related. Yeah. I think there's other things that could maybe bring that on. Like you said, the odd thing though in this story is, why would it just stop when somebody else showed up? Wouldn't you continue to have it if it was like infection related?
One would think.
You know, blood oxygen, it seems like it would still be there.
I would be so terrified that I'd be the same way. It's like, do not leave me. It will come back if you're here.
Yeah, I have had really bad fever dreams, and it's very frightening. But this, he was wide awake. It wasn't a dream. He was working.
But I thought that was a good story. Thank you for writing that in. Let's go to a phone call.
I have a rather scary shadow person story to tell. I live in a townhouse. It's about 80 years old. I was out one night. This happened to my dad. And he's not a believer in the paranormal whatsoever. But this changed his mind. I come home. I was actually at a class to learn about ghost investigating. I came home and I was like, oh, wouldn't it be cool if we had a ghost? And he says, well, we do. And I said, no, you're full of it. And he said, no, I saw the shadow person tonight. I said, are you serious? You're full of it. And he said the shadow person went into my room. And he didn't want to tell me because it would scare me really bad, which it did. But after the initial shock of it, I wanted to hear details about the shadow person. So I made him tell me the story several times. The shadow person creeped up the steps. He was watching his sports and could see the landing at the top of the steps. So he creeped up, the ghost creeped up the steps. Dad looked and saw the black figure standing there. Now, what was interesting to hear was that he said the shadow figure was distinctly female. And I've not heard any other caller say they have seen a female figure. The figure was very small, about 4'11 to 5 foot. It creeped in real slow and goes into my room, which is why he didn't want to say anything, because he knew I would be frightened. And I heard that and I said, swear word. But, that's the story. He said the ghost or the shadow person, whatever it was, had a hooded robe on. It was a small, petite female ghost or shadow person. I still don't know what it would have been. It was solid black. And it just creeped in my room. It was looking around, looked side. And then it just kind of disappeared. So that's my story. I hope you like it. Keep up the good work. Thanks.
I do have some questions about that one.
Okay, what are your questions?
Well, is Dad just effing with her? Because she happens to be at a paranormal investigation how-to night. She doesn't talk about ever seeing shadow persons in there before or since. She doesn't say, like, he said it went into your room, but then she doesn't say, and then, like, did anything happen after that? I would be unnerved, but is everything cool? Like, I think it's just weird.
You know, I have to say that if it was my dad,
Oh, he would have
totally would have been saying that and pulling my leg.
100%.
Like, that is such a thing my dad would do. And he wouldn't let on that it was a joke until 5 or 6 years later.
Yeah, he would have been like, yeah, this will be funny.
And she comes home and says, I wish there was a ghost. Well, it's weird. He just happens to have one to throw out at her. Now, maybe it did happen. I cannot say that it didn't.
But not knowing her, not knowing him, just exactly. All we know is that story. It sounds like his dad is effing with her.
And my dad would be.
Mm-hmm. 100% he'd have done that.
Yeah.
So I think that there's just some weird coincidental things. She'd been at how-to ghost hunt class. Mm-hmm. She said she wanted a ghost. She comes home from class and has one that happens to go into her room. But then what happens? Does it ever happen again? So just questions. I have questions about that one.
Yeah,
now,
I do too.
I'm not saying she ain't telling us the truth, but when all we have to go on is that right there, I got questions.
Well, and just, I don't know her dad. But could her dad be that guy that would do that?
I don't know.
Like I said, and maybe the only reason I'm questioning it is because my dad is or was.
Yeah, don't know.
Like, he totally would have done that.
Yes. Well, let's do one more phone call.
My name is Ariane. I'm calling from Silver Spring, Maryland. I wanted to tell you about the very first shadow person that I saw. I was dating a guy. And we were, this was my boyfriend at the time, and, you know, I'm sleeping, you know, over at his house, and, we're both just, knocked out. It's probably about, 2-3 o'clock in the morning. I've got school in the morning, so, I've got to get up early, and something, I just felt, kind of restless. Like, I didn't know what, but I just kind of felt restless. So I rolled over, and I see two black figures standing on the side of the bed. And one was clearly a man. I know that's very typical, they say, to see shadow men with hats, a man with a hat, and another woman with, you could physically tell it was a woman. It seemed like she had a dress on, like with a big, like a full skirt. I couldn't see them to the bottom. I could only see, to where just past the bed, but it seemed very cinched in the middle, big full skirt, two shadow man and woman standing there clear as day to me. And I was so horrified. I just rolled over and acted like they were never there. And I dug my nails into my boyfriend's back at the time so that he woke up and he was like, just confused and what's going on. And I said, oh my God, do you see those people? And of course they're gone. And I'm like, there were people, at the bottom of the bed. I swear. And he's like, he's very, intuitive, and just very, he understands kind of these, I think he was Caribbean, and in Caribbean cultures, they kind of understand that there are spiritual, or I don't even know what to call them, but there are things outside that on the other side, I guess is the best way to put it. So he just, kind of held me a little bit tighter and was like, don't worry. And I was freaked out and I went back to sleep eventually, but I was clearly very freaked out by seeing what I saw. So it just so happened that I got up in the morning and I was getting dressed and I told his mother what I saw. And she said, oh, you saw them too? And she described what they looked like and she saw them too, but he didn't see that. So I knew that I wasn't going crazy. Take care.
I don't know how I would react to that. I don't think I would do so. She seemed much calmer than I would have probably screamed.
I do think, though, that there comes a point when you're so terrified, you just try not to make any sound. Maybe they won't know I'm awake.
Yeah, and you know, that's the whole pulling the covers up over your head. If I ignore it, it'll go away.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of feeling.
Then she did wake him up, you know, by digging her nails down. But he seemed to be completely understanding about it. And then, you know, to have the mom the next day go, oh, yeah, man and woman, right? He looks like this. She looks like that.
And that's the kind of thing that you kind of, it's like, why didn't you warn me? But then if anybody was to warn her, like, she would think they're just full of shit. You know what I mean?
Well, I would have a whole bunch of questions for the mom.
Yeah, or she'd be like, I can't ever stay here. There's no way.
But I would have questions like, has this always been here in this house with you? How long have you lived in this house? Were you at a different house before? Were they there too? Is this something that's attached to you or this house or what? You know, I would have dug in.
And she might have, and she just did not, because she ended the call quick. Mm-hmm. So maybe she did, but I don't know.
Oh, boy.
I don't like that one either. That one would scare the crap out of me. So share those ghost stories with us. It's super easy to do. You can leave us a voicemail at 855-853-4802. You can write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. And remember, wherever you are listening, you can just hit subscribe right there. Super easy to do. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needs something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Here's what happened when one journalist reported on DEI programs.
I decided to just focus on the University of Michigan. I obtained internal documents that showed that the school had spent about $250 million on DEI programs. I spent 2 weeks in Ann Arbor talking to everybody I could find. The unintended consequences of these programs, they had sort of left everybody dissatisfied. And this expensive machinery the school had built just imploded. If you're a journalist, you are not on anyone's team. All you're trying to do is figure out as many of the facts as you can gather. The facts are going to guide you to where the story lands. You're not taking sides. I'm Nick Confessori. I'm an investigations reporter for the New York Times.
Journalists like Nick follow the facts wherever they lead. They go where news breaks, get answers firsthand, and publish what they find. That's fact-based reporting. Seek it out if you don't already.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Modo Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Modo Casino, the only app worth your time.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Modo Casino. Modo's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Modo, America's social casino. Play for free on Modo.us.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Modo, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Modo, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Modo Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Modo Casino.
Download the Modo Casino app today.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is?
Neither do I.
I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino.
Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily.
And the best part?
Guaranteed daily jackpots.
You can't beat that.
So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino.
Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.